Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
All right, we're going to review week three of the NFL. A lot of big games. Of course, the big game was Denver at Seattle. Denver kept it close, and that's all they really needed to do.
But he called tails in the overtime.
All right, well.
Everybody calls heads, don't they?
Oh, well, it's a 50-50 shot. He wanted to give it a shot.
Oh, then you always have to pick tails then.
I agree. But Marshawn Lynch, man, he's amazing.
He's a stud.
When he breaks down, that's the end.
He's the man.
He's really good. Which is surprising. He came out of Buffalo. He didn't do much.
Right.
And then he was reborn in Seattle. So.
In a quarterback-driven league.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy keeps him honest.
Yeah. But I was very surprised, and you know, give credit also to the Denver defense, and actually Peyton.
Much better.
And Peyton coming back. I mean, they gave
through.
You couldn't.
No timeouts.
It would have been a lot. You had to ask the world to have Denver beat Seattle in Seattle. They never lose there.
It's a revenge factor there.
And to go into overtime, that's great. So CBS got the game that they wanted, which was
It was fantastic. And the first game, I mean, the couple of games are great there.
Yeah.
I mean, I was able to see the Redskins Philadelphia.
With the brawl.
Oh, the brawl, yeah. Well, I mean, the rule states that, I mean, this guy can't be hit, the quarterback.
No.
I mean, even if he trails the play or whatever, it's amazing what's happened in this league.
You see, look at St. Louis. Their quarterback goes out. He didn't get hit. He just, the turf jumped up and bit
turf him, monster.
Bit his ACL. But still, you see, and look at how bad they are. And they were going to be a marginal team. And now they're not.
Fisher lost his luster. He was a great young coach, and then he was a...
He wasn't a young coach anymore.
He was at one time. I mean, I know with that hook and ladder lateral and whatever that was. Was that against Buffalo in the playoffs?
Music City Miracle.
Yeah, what was that, 89? What year was that?
It was 99.
99.
That was
okay.
That was the dot-com Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Right after Y2K.
Oh, yeah,
right?
That was exciting stuff.
Absolutely.
We all thought, everything's great for him.
Well,
mediocrity.
He had the quarterback, McNair. McNair left, and then it was, all right, maybe we can plug him in, and we plug this guy in. But
McNair, wasn't his demise domestic violence?
Although...
A little reverse.
Yeah, reverse. He was, at least, you know, sad to say, at least he was napping when it happened.
Yeah,
so
true.
That's the unfortunate. If you don't know, Steve McNair was shot by a mistress while he napped on the couch in the head, so...
Yeah, they got King Kong sleeping too, you know. So this is not a new scenario.
That's very true. So the Philly game was a big one, and then
that was huge.
Yes,
that was huge.
But
the
brawl.
Forbath had a pulled groin or whatever, and like, doesn't everybody have two kickers? Redskins only had one guy end up squib kicking. He couldn't reach the end zone. The slowest guy run it back on him.
Right,
it was a nightmare. And then he hit one off the. Wide right there, hit the post,
mm-hmm.
and clunk, and just...
And a run back, the Eagles had a run back for a kick.
But a slow guy,
kickoff
too.
For a touchdown.
That was sad,
And then Cousins was, he put
great
up...
Great, until the end. Then he faltered.
But still, he put up any other team.
They put up 511 yards and didn't win.
Well, that's because the Eagles put up just as many yards.
Yeah,
if they were up against any other team with a slightly better defense, they would have won that
game.
They
are getting better, the Redskins.
They are.
The question is, again, with the Eagles, with the training and the Navy SEAL training and all the super vitamins they take and an odd schedule and a quick pace Saturday and guys complaining their legs are tired and they trailed by 10 points all three games, never been done before.
Yeah.
And start a season and win them all. So there's something to be said for this Chip Kelly.
Yes, and he puts on track meets, and he dares competitors to join him.
To match him.
To match him. It's Usain Bolt saying, come on, run with me.
Right.
And you get halfway, I'm gassed. And he's like, I'm fine.
Still,
I didn't break his weight.
He's still clicking.
Yeah. Now that only really works because their defense is very suspect, the Eagles' defense. Now, I can, And if that's who you're going up against in practice, you're going up against the Eagle defense, of course you're going to feel, oh, I'm tired.
Well, the question is, see, last year, I think they reeled off 9 straight.
Yeah.
At the end of the year. I mean, before the playoffs.
They were good. Foles really kicked into gear, and I think Foles has really gotten into his...
Now, Shady got clocked. They didn't call it a concussion, but he looked limp and then took his helmet off and then begged to get it back on. And I wonder why these guys take it off. Don't they know they're going to take it from them?
They don't. They're in that dazed state where it's like, oh, maybe if I take it off, I'll feel better. Oh, no, there it goes. It's gone. they hid it from me. Give me a helmet. I can't now. And then San Francisco lost Arizona. First of all, Arizona 3-0.
The best team out there? Doing the most with the least?
Absolutely. And they've got a backup. Carson Palmer still didn't start, and they're still doing well.
Right.
And then, 49ers, they lost at home. And
2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row. And now, they were on the road, but I think you were right when you were talking about the 49ers taking a step back. I still had, because, I mean, with Harbaugh, Kaepernick... You know, Kaepernick's not a world beater.
Well, Harbaugh, I mean, what was Bolden screaming? I mean, that's a class act, Bolden, and he's screaming at you. You got to wonder if you're doing things right. There could be a little trouble in paradise there.
Well,
general manager doesn't like the guy. Harbaugh, he gets a little undisciplined. Team reacts the same way.
True. Well, Harbaugh's the type of guy who, he's good in the short term.
He'll be in Michigan. They'll pay a lot to get him back.
About Oakland. Why not go to Oakland?
Because it's like going to Siberia.
Well, you got to turn. Something's got to turn around there. And if Harbaugh going there, of course.
But I heard Michigan wants one of their own.
I can believe it.
As a head coach, so I think that's a perfect bail.
I can believe it. I don't know. When you're talking about college football, at this point, the Big Ten is...
The Big 14.
But I mean,
I know, things have
changed. It's so behind.
It's inflation.
I know, but even the Pac, what's now the Pac-12, even the Pac-12 has gone ahead of the Big Ten. It's Ohio State and everybody else.
Well, everything's West now, isn't it?
Oh, pretty much.
Fashion, style.
Baseball.
Entertainment.
Absolutely. Everything's in the West.
Comic-Con started in the West first.
Pretty much. San Diego, that's the big one.
There you go, see?
So let's talk about this week. By the way, the Jets lost on Monday night, which I...
That was horrible.
I was...
That pick six, I thought the fix was in.
Yeah, but let's not
Paul
talk about
Needle that. Nose Minaj. I wish he would have tipped me off. How about the Giants came alive?
Yeah, the Texans have started 2-0 in the last, three
and
seasons?
And Foster didn't play.
And Foster didn't play.
Who knew that?
Foster didn't play, but they've been 2-0 in the last, three, four seasons or something?
And
they can't go 3-0, and this just showed you they can't. So, they everybody was high on them, and just remember, they've got another year or two, and then they can really contend.
Okay.
So, who do you like this week? Let's see. Now, you were talking
about... I'm going to go against the Jets.
All right, the Jets are at home.
The Lions, I mean, I know they haven't been a good... In the past, haven't been a good road team, but it looks like they're turning it around.
Well,
Green Bay looks shabby.
Yes.
The Bears, I mean, I don't know what to make of that. I want to try to go against them because they were going across the country.
Yeah.
And they still won them, both
they
coasts.
They sure did.
So now they're coming home.
Yeah.
And they're giving Green Bay a point.
Yes, they
Green
are.
Bay's lost it. What's going on there?
I don't know. They're not as good.
Right.
I mean, they're good, but they're not great.
It's the Lions division if they want it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, I'll go with them this week.
Especially because the way they shut down Green Bay this past week,
right.
Offensively, that's a good defense. So they've had a good defense the last couple
absolutely.
Of seasons. It's just that their head coach was a mental case, and they needed somebody a little bit calmer.
He's the defensive coordinator in Buffalo, I think, now.
Probably. And they're doing pretty well. They lost to San Diego. San Diego's looking good, but... But yeah, the Jets are a home dog. Getting 1.5. So I think that's fair.
Green Bay?
No, the Jets.
Oh, the Jets are a home. Yeah.
The Lions are giving up 1.5 points.
They are
to the Jets.
Oh,
at
because
home.
I just saw it the opposite.
No, the Jets are a home dog. This is the most up to date.
Oh yeah.
Jets are a home dog.
Well, that's a Bruner theory, and they only kick in at the halfway point of the year. So the home team getting pick 'em half.
Yeah.
One and a half, two and a half.
Yeah.
So that doesn't bode well for them.
The Jets?
Yeah, they got some wrinkles there that they got to straighten out, and all that cuteness on defense isn't scoring any points.
Well, they need a better.
They got to run those runners they have.
Yeah.
They got three good backs.
Powell, Ivory, Johnson.
Pound
I agree. Any others that you like? I see also that Chicago is a home dog. Green Bay's given 1.5.
Yeah, I don't want to chase that.
All right, sure.
That Philadelphia at San Francisco, that's a real gut check game.
There you go. San Francisco giving 5.5. Or at home, I'm sorry. Eagles coming cross country with their aforementioned track meet, the greatest show on natural grass.
That should make Harbaugh pull his hair out. Now, if he goes 1-3, what goes on after that? He loses the team.
No,
it looks shaky now.
It looks shaky now.
Got to get those defensive guys back.
Then you can start talking. Then you can start figuring it out.
Run Kaepernick. And what about Gore? He wanted the ball.
Yeah. They want to work and hide. And there's no more. We were talking about this. Forte is the only runner or the only single back.
Jets really held him.
Yeah.
Until late in the game.
But I saw nobody else taking handoffs in the Bears backfield. It's just Forte.
He's been doing that for a while.
Yes, he has. And there's not many left. There's not many single running backs. It's all running back by committee or tandem or.
Sure.
Sure, which you have to do, because especially when you're taking
the Redskins
hits like that.
Pretty much they would.
Alfred Morris. Who's the other guy there?
Hulu
Jr.
Oh, Hulu. That's what I watched some videos on.
Yeah, exactly. And then right now in baseball, it's coming down to the pennant races are coming down. We've got
exciting.
A couple. Yeah, we got a couple.
Who's going to be out in the West?
Who's going to be out?
Somebody's got to get.
Well, at this point, it's either Oakland, Seattle, or Kansas City, because. Detroit.
Well, I want Kansas City in there.
I know, I do too. Detroit is pretty much ran and hid from Kansas City.
I want Seattle in there, just so Cano gets the best of it all. He gets the money and a shot at another ring.
Yeah, I mean they would have the pitching depth, but I'm gonna have to say Seattle is the odd team out.
Oh, okay.
Which is Seattle? Yeah. Oh, my apologies. Detroit's only one game up on Kansas City. I shouldn't have jumped ahead. But even Cleveland's making a push to get back.
Oh, Cleveland, hey. You know, I mean, the football team's okay. You got
the Browns, yeah.
And what about the Cavaliers?
Oh, yeah, LeBron's back in town.
That's huge.
The rebirth
what
of
about
Cleveland.
The money man, Manziel.
Yeah.
Did you see that fake play?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, so he's over there talking to the coach on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes, and then as soon as the ball snapped, the coach says, go. He runs down the field and makes the catch. But here's the problem. That when you're with in front of the bench, you can't be within 5 yards lined up of the sideline.
Ah.
And he was. But a fantastic play. Yeah.
Sure.
But often when teams do that trick stuff, it pretty much says they can't win legit. So they go for these.
Well, which makes sense. Cleveland doesn't have much of a wide receiving core. And
a rabid fan base, though.
Yes, well, of course.
I'd love to go to a game there.
Sure, in the dog pound. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to do that.
That would be fun. I could do that. Yeah, absolutely. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's huge.
And then the Jeter farewell tour is coming.
Yeah, he should have went last year with Mo. I mean, you know, they could have double teamed it. Now it just looks shabby at the end. Is he selling out?
Huh?
Is he selling out at home, or are they waiting for the last game?
No. Well, these last couple of games have been doing very well. People going when they can. But yeah, that last game, it would have been more. It would have been bigger if. The last game of the season was at home, but it's
on the road.
Yeah, it's in Boston, which, you know.
Oh, okay. But they're going to have a parade for him? I doubt it.
I don't know. Well, I know they'll give him.
What's Ruder fans, Philadelphia or Boston?
Ruder? Philadelphia.
Yeah, by far.
Oh, my gosh.
They booed Santa Claus.
Yeah. I mean, they'll say, there was a drunk Santa Claus, so of course we booed him. Okay, but this is also the place. Was it the body bag game where
right.
they cheered on? You know, Michael Irvin almost broke it. He basically
true,
broke his neck,
true.
And they cheered. They threw snowballs into the booth with Terry Bradshaw and Vern Lundquist in the '80s. All right, shall I go on? How about when the Broadway bullies? How about when the Phillies played in the World Series against the Rays, and when Evan Longoria came up, they started to chant Eva.
Oh,
even
God,
longer,
right,
and
right.
and even more despicable, some fans were pouring beer on children who were family members of the Rays front office staff.
Oh, so
or like the ownership staff, or basically higher.
There's
ups.
There's no limit what they'll do.
No. I mean,
they got rid of that courtroom they had. Now there's no fear of being locked up at the stadium.
But Philly's obviously ruder than Boston. Boston's fine. I think. I mean, my interaction has been at Fenway.
Great place to see a game.
Yes, and with the smallest seats. Remember, this was open the day the Titanic sunk and meager portions back then.
Right.
And then when you have Sully and Mikey on either side
tiny,
of you flowing over on top of you. Go, Zogs!
Now
it's
Kardashian.
I know, yeah.
Trying to fill them seats.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so you like the Jets this week?
No, I don't.
No, you don't? So you like Detroit. I'm sorry.
I'm going against them.
It's all right, Detroit.
But I haven't picked a winner yet this year.
Well, let's how about this one be the winner?
Yeah. Well, I get off to a slow start and then get my track shoes on.
Absolutely. Oh, my fantasy team. So I won both this week. I won my...
Wow.
The Everyman Sports League. I'm in second place right now. And I beat my competitor, who's my friend from high school, less than a point.
Wow.
He had Marcellus Bennett. Bennett had two touchdowns. He almost beat me. And then there was the last drive, and they threw to Bennett, and it was a reception.
Wait, wasn't he a former Giant?
Who, Marcellus Bennett? He might have been. So, yeah, so everything's going good for that. And, yeah, we'll see you next week. And thanks for joining me, Dad.
Anytime, son.
All right. Andrew, take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.